Wildcat Insider here on News Radio KMAN. Corey Dean, Wyatt Thompson, the Mitch Fortner getting ready to leave for South Carolina for baseball here in a couple days. How many days? What's it? When do you leave? Wednesday, Thursday?
We'll leave Wednesday and we'll get back Sunday night.
You've become the Mitch Fortner?
I guess.
That's today.
Great, man.
Today. Yeah. We'll add the prefix. Not Mr.
Emphasis on the.
Not Dr. The. Mitch Fortner. It's a big game tomorrow night for K-State women. They take on OU at Bramlage. Top 25 matchup. K-State, of course, getting the win against TCU. That, and again, I guarantee you Coach Mitty will say they're all important games. That was a big game. Not only because it's, you know, it got to be a little bit extra special because it's, you know, it's TCU, but they've had trouble on the road against TCU. And
sure,
to get that win in Fort Worth, especially when you were down 13, that was a big win, and that showed a lot for K-State squad.
I had an opportunity to visit with Coach Mitty briefly today, along with Kindred Wiesman and Kaylee Page, and they were thrilled with the win. When you're on the road and things haven't been all that good, and you find a way to overcome a deficit like that and win that game, you can understand why they were pretty excited. And they're excited for what lies ahead, too. I mean, you're down to – we're talking about how quickly the men's season is going here. The women have Oklahoma at home, at Kansas, and then Texas at home on the 27th for senior day – or senior night, I guess, 7 o'clock game with Texas. And then they're off to tournament play and to postseason. So – that was a huge win, and if they could get one tomorrow and get to 20, they're kind of right there. I mean, who knows? I think they could be a 6 seed maybe. They could play themselves into as high as a 4. That's just a guess on my part. Who knows? But lots and lots of lots to play for right now,
absolutely. Well, so the Sooners come in. They've won 5 straight, 7 of their last 8. They're playing really good basketball. They beat Texas 74-73 in Norman this weekend. Now,
that was Texas' first loss in the league, wasn't it, Mitch?
Yes.
That was a big win for the Sooners. Now, OU has been kind of like the thorn in the side of the Cats, although K-State's got 2 of the last 3 when it's been in Manhattan.
Yeah. Well, they lead the series 37-25. K-State, however, has won 2 of the last 3 here in the Little Apple, but Coach Mitty all-time against Oklahoma is 4-13, so it has been, you know, not all of that, of course, with K-State,
sure,
certainly, but you get the idea. Oklahoma has a good team, and beating Texas Saturday, I think, says a lot. He even jokingly talked that they have got a 6'9 young lady in their program. He talked about they'll probably win the tip.
Probably.
Mitch was there, I think, during that.
Yeah, she's very tall, but she doesn't play a whole lot of minutes.
No, she doesn't. But the point is, he compared them in terms of their ability and their depth being the key, to a team like Baylor. That's pretty high praise. So,
absolutely,
big ball game tomorrow night.
And I do want to throw out there, Texas and Baylor, who are the top 2 teams in the Big 12 in the women's standings, they play tonight. So it's not going to really shake up the standings, but it could – possibly decide who's going to be the regular season Big 12 champion.
Right.
But then right under them is Oklahoma. Oklahoma's been very close to being at the top, but they've run obviously into those 2 teams. That's been their Achilles heel, I guess to say. But then right below them is where K-State is at. That's your top 4.
That's
Big 12 right
Cats
there.
Cats in fourth right now.
Yeah, so you get this one, which is a huge game at Bramlage tomorrow, and then you're on the road against your rival. You play KU on Saturday, and then you get those aforementioned Texas Longhorns to shut things down
on
Monday.
I don't know if you've seen them, Corey, but they are, I think Mitch will tell you, they are long. They are athletic. They are real good. I saw them the other night play a non-conference game against Florida State, and I was blown away by their abilities. I didn't watch the whole game, but you didn't have to watch very long to see they're pretty dang good.
And I will say, tomorrow actually starts a full week of K-State athletics because the men play Wednesday, baseball Thursday through Sunday, with the men and women playing Saturday, and the women back at it on Monday.
I like
Should
to
be
call
bored.
It K-Man Week because we are going to be full of K-State sports. Over here on News Radio KMAN. Wyatt, thanks for coming in. This is fun.
Enjoyed it. Let's just hope this next week was as good as this weekend. That was a pretty good weekend.
That was a good weekend.
Yeah.
Makes for a fun show on Monday. Have a fantastic evening. We'll catch you tomorrow for the game right here on News Radio KMAN.